Introduction to the Book of Daniel. Why study this book? The Book of Daniel provides an account of the experiences of Daniel and other faithful Jews who were taken captive to Babylon. As students study the Book of Daniel, they can learn the importance of remaining faithful to God and qualifying to receive the blessings He gives to those who are faithful to Him. It also contains the interpretation of an important dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had about the kingdom of God in the last days. Who wrote this book? The prophet Daniel is the author of this book. Daniel means a judge is God. Nothing is known of his parentage, though he appears to have been of royal descent. He was taken captive to Babylon as part of the first deportation of the Jews in approximately 605 BC, and received the name of Belteshazzar. Daniel was selected as one of the choicest Jewish youths to be trained for service in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. God blessed Daniel with the gift of interpreting dreams, and he rose to leadership positions within the Babylonian and Persian governments. In many ways, his life was similar to the life of Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. When and where was it written? The book of Daniel was likely written about 530 BC, while Daniel was living in Babylon. Assuming he was a teenager when he was taken captive to Babylon, Daniel may have been around 90 years old when he wrote his book. What are some distinctive features of this book? The book has two divisions. Daniel 1 through 6 contains narratives regarding Daniel and his three companions. Daniel 7 through 12 contains prophetic visions seen by Daniel and reported in his own name. Some of these visions relate to the last days and the second coming of Jesus Christ. A major contribution of this book is the interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. In the dream, the kingdom of God in the last days is depicted as a stone that is cut out of a mountain. The stone will roll forth until it fills the whole earth. The divine protection of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace and later of Daniel in the lion's den demonstrates how God delivers the faithful who honor Him at all times and in all circumstances. Outline. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and his companions are faithful to the law of Moses, and God blesses them with knowledge and wisdom. They receive positions of service in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. Daniel 2. By revelation, Daniel interprets King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which concerns the destinies of kingdoms of the earth and the kingdom of God in the last days. Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refuse to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's golden idol and are cast into a fiery furnace, but the Lord delivers them. Daniel chapters 4 and 5. Daniel interprets another dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, and later interprets writing on a wall regarding Babylon's impending fall to the Medes and Persians. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel is delivered from the den of lions. He was cast into the den for praying to the Lord rather than obeying King Darius's decree forbidding petitioning any god or man other than the king. Daniel chapter 7 through 12. Daniel has prophetic visions of events from soon after his time through the last days. These events include conquests of kingdoms of the earth, the coming of the Messiah, the distress and deliverance of God's people in the last days, and the resurrection of the dead.